Voter turnout among young people was higher this year than in 2016. It may have had a big effect in several key battleground states. However, according to Tufts University, young people still made up the same percentage of the electorate because more people voted overall. Aurora Charlo joins us to talk about the youth vote and why it was so important in the 2020 election. Aurora, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Ava. Thanks for having me.
So what is so special about the youth vote in the 2020 general election as opposed to elections in the previous years?
Historically, the importance of the youth vote is a really hot topic, but young people rarely show up in big numbers. In most elections, 18 to 29-year-olds are some of the least represented demographically. So early voting data is in, and the youth vote is up nationally in a major way. Simon Rosenberg, who leads a liberal think tank called the New Democratic Network, focuses a lot on youth votes, and he's spent the last few days analyzing those demographics with some pretty impressive numbers.
18 to 29-year-olds this year were voting at a 20% higher rate than they were in the early vote in 2016. You know, we know that in places like Texas and North Carolina, Georgia, you know, Arizona, young people turned out in very, very large numbers in the early vote. And what's remarkable about that is that young people usually vote late.
So in that case, how does the youth vote compare for North Carolina?
In North Carolina, the national trend held up. Young voters in North Carolina cast over 650,000 ballots in early voting, compared to about 400,000 in 2016. And according to Rosenberg, that high turnout didn't change on election day.
What we know from the initial exit polls in North Carolina is that, you know, the youth vote was about 16% of the vote. About one out of six voters were 18 to 29 years old. But certainly, it was North Carolina. What we saw was very high performance in for young people in the early vote. And we also saw, based on the initial data, that strong performance and turnout continued through election day. We believe that this will be the highest percentage turnout of young people in the modern era of American politics.
The turnout is really impressive. However, as it stands, North Carolina is still contested, and it's leaning towards President Trump in the general election. Youth voters are traditionally more liberal than other demographics, so if they're having a big influence, how does that explain Democrats underperforming?
That's because even though young people came out to vote, by no means are all of them going with a straight Democratic ticket. In North Carolina especially, there are split-ticket youth votes, and there are Republican youth votes.
And they voted for Biden over Trump by 16 points. That's a little bit lower than the national number and meant that this age group was more competitive for the Republicans than it was in many other states.
So why is the youth voter turnout breaking records now when it didn't in 2016?
That's because of a combination of several important issues which drove young people to vote. One of them is the uncertainty surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic, because young people want to choose who leads us out of it. The civil unrest we saw over the summer is another big part of it, because the Black Lives Matter protests got a lot more young people politically active than were before. Rosenberg also thinks that climate change was a motivator this election in a way it never has been before.
Well, thank you for talking to us about the youth vote in North Carolina and the rest of the country.
Thanks for having me.
That was Carolina Connections' Aurora Charlo.